Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, wherever you are at. It's good. Good to be alive, good to be awake, and I'm so happy that you're listening, okay? So, as you guys know, your girl has been going through it and has been changing the name of this podcast, like the seasons change, okay? But not like in Georgia, because Georgia is very wishy-washy with the weather. Amen. But yes, yeah, so this is Sin Says, okay? And so I changed I'm just trying to reintroduce myself, you know what I mean? But on this episode, I'm taking it home, okay? I'm taking it to the family, okay? One of my cousins, my little big cousin, I call him my little big cousin because I am older by like a month, okay? But he's bigger than me. And these are facts. But he joins Sin Says recently, called Car Chats with Sin or Chats with Sin. And he comes to join me for a chat. And Sin Says, or more like Kevin said, relationships. We talk about relationships. And so what a timely time to talk about it as we are in the month of February. Isn't that crazy, guys? It's 2022 and it's already February. Oh my goodness. But yes, shout out to Kevin. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. I love you so much, and happy birthday yet again. Kevin just turned 26. Was good yesterday, which was February 1st. When this is recorded, but that recording is a little bit of a throwback. It was on Christmas Eve. So yeah, y'all sit back, relax, and enjoy all the vibes and conversation. And yeah, this is Sin Says. Let's get it. You know where we at. We in my car, we in royalty, and we riding. But we're not alone today. I'm not alone in this late night car chat. I'm actually with my cousin. I'm going to let him introduce himself. He is the baby out of the top fabulous five grandkids of the mini Lois, Jordan Hires. She's amazing. You got to hear from her in episode Tress. But yeah, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello.
All right. I have never, ever called Kevin Kev. I've never called you Kev. I've never called you Kevin either. Yeah. I've never called you Kevin, but every time I introduce or talk about you, you're Kevin.
Yeah.
But I've called you KJ majority of my life.
For record, everyone calls me Kev, or like a variation of 3 to 6 nicknames that I have got.
What are some nicknames? Let me hear them. Go.
Roy.
Why?
Call me Roy.
Why do they call you Roy?
It's like a alter ego in college, but my uncle gave me a nickname, Uncle Steve.
Okay, Uncle Steve called you Roy. Why?
Just like, there's this, Kilroy was like the name of like his favorite Jordan sneaker. I think it was like the Jordan 6s.
Okay.
And so I was a jumper, so we used to say you jump, and like the Jumpman sneaker, so. But in college, Roy was just earned from hard work and dedication put into going out, I guess.
Okay. And you played a sport, correct, in the college?
Yeah.
What did we play and where did we go? We're going to hear everything about Kevin today.
We did track and field.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was a jumper and a hurdler.
I get it. Roy jumping. Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. Okay. Okay. So Roy is one of them. What else?
Crazy legs. That was crazy.
Oh yeah, you used to bust some moves back in the day. Yeah. Like we used to, I mean, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna give y'all some realness. We used to hate when Kevin would get on the dance floor because he would steal the show. Like there was no shine for any one of us because Kevin was there.
That is a very friendly gas. I used to have really bad moves, but everyone would look so. It would look like you're good because when you're young, you can do whatever you want.
Literally. And he would get all the gas. We got no smoke. We got nothing. It was the Kevin show. That wasn't always fun.
And then peyote.
Okay, what?
Peyote.
Slow it down.
Peyote.
Okay, give us something. I don't get it.
I don't even know how I got that one. That was just a nickname. But the main one was Roy or Kev. Those are the two main ones.
You know what? I gotta stop capping. I'm pretty sure I call you Kev. I'm pretty sure I call you Kev.
What are we talking about today? Relationships.
Ooh.
What are we talking about today?
Okay. So Kevin's giving us.
About relationships.
We're talking today. About relationships. Well, take it on. Take it. How do you want to get in this?
This is crazy. This is an interesting chat. I'm with my cousin. We were talking before this about it, so I thought, why not just talk about it now? So I guess first question goes to you. What do you look for in a relationship?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a really good question. My first thing, top of the dome, is a person that loves God, period. Like, and I think I almost was like someone that's spiritual, but I'm like, you can be spiritual and not really love God, right? Yeah. I think I hear a lot of things about just different higher powers and things like that, but I'm big on my Christianity and walking with Jesus, so I need him to love the Lord and know who he is.
Could you date someone that's a good person but not a Christian? Per se.
That is like.
That's a tough question.
Why would you ask that? Like, why are you putting me out like this? Could I date someone that's a good person but isn't a Christian person?
First hard question of the day.
Wow.
Can you date a person that is not of your same religion but is still perfectly connects with you?
Man, I think. It takes me to the scriptures, and there's a scripture that says, like, do not be unequally yoked to an unbeliever. I wish I could, like, quote it verbatim, but I cannot. And so for me, I'm like, dating is one thing, and, you know, actively dating to in the form of, like, I'm dating you to marry you versus, okay, we're just hanging out. We're, like, getting to know each other, and we're developing, like, really cool and true bond. I don't think I could date someone to marry them and them not and them be an unbeliever. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to go, I guess. No.
Okay. To match you, I actually would say I don't know, because like in general everyone I've dated has been like the same religion as me. He's Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably wouldn't care, like, as long as she wasn't like devil worshiper or witch worshiper.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, it would be an adjustment. I know someone who does date someone who's a different race.
Race?
And, not a different race. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
A different religion, and it's tough. But, like, they truly love each other, appreciate each other. But they kind of see it not really more as religion, more as a culture.
Because I think it's just really heavy, because, like, once you bring, like, children into, like, these intimate spaces too, like, family, how are you going to bring up your family? How are y'all going to live life and do life?
I'd split it with her. I'd be like, you get one, I get the other.
Okay. Saying you can have two kids.
We'll see whose religion's better. Let's see which one of the kids.
That is messy. See, that's just messy. And it just feels like you're adding pressure that you don't need to do. Not to say, I mean, like, definitely would be praying. And I love learning about different religions. I'm learning that now. Like, I'm like, wow, that's really cool learning about.
Who's not to say that, you know, you could help that person on their journey?
True. What's... But you don't have to date someone to help them on their journey.
You don't.
Mm-mm.
That's not, you don't have to date them to help them, but you don't have to dump them.
But I mean, like, but if, why would you establish a relationship if you already know, like, that these are, like, the grounds?
Because we vibe.
Yeah, but, like, why but why give it a label when you could just vibe? You can vibe with anybody.
I mean, no, that's a question for other people. I mean, I generally don't like to give labels.
Oh, we're a non-labeler.
I would say, not a non-labeler, I would say we value, we put more value, people put, there's no value on labels anymore anyway. Like, what's talking?
What's a talk? Oh, goodness. Oh, don't take me there. Please don't take me to that.
What's a talk phase?
Please don't. People, we still use that? We're still out here like, oh yeah, I'm talking to so-and-so. Because, like, what does that mean? What does it mean to be talking to someone? Are you, like, Because, I mean, I talk to a lot of people all the time. Like, everybody know me. What's good? Like, what's I'm talking talk? Right now. We're talking on my podcast.
I guess a talk phase is, like, you know, someone you, like, consistently date. And I guess but you're exclusive now we're dating. To the point. No, well, you can go on. I can date someone 5 times and not do anything about it. All dating is just me spending money on somebody to hang out with me.
Okay.
I mean, dates don't even have to cost money, but, like, it's just me trading my time and or money for time to hang out with someone.
Okay, so what's the difference between hanging out with somebody and dating them? Because what you just said sounded like, okay, we can just hang out.
It's an exclusivity factor.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you just don't be going on dates. Just
if I'm hanging out with you, then, like, I'm hanging out with anybody.
But if you're dating...
If I'm dating someone, at that point, like, there's a level of, like, exclusiveness that, like...
It's just you and that person.
Yeah.
You're not...
I can hang out with you and with, like, a group of friends.
But you're not, like, you're not treating everyone. You ain't spending a dime on everybody.
Yeah, or her, probably, because we're just hanging out.
Okay, but if you're dating, you are.
Yeah, if we're dating, I am.
Okay, I can dig that. I feel like, yeah, it's really interesting because I'm loving that we're having this conversation because, like, I get to have a taste into, like, the male perspective and brain.
Male. This is bad. This is a bad influence. I'm the wrong male.
But you're the one that we have today. Oh, God. So, amen, Chaswithson. Because I'm like, yeah, because I think I can't speak for all women, but I'm a woman that's like, dang, so are we hanging out? Are we dating? Do you want to date me? We're hanging out consistently. Is that dating? Or is that just like, oh, we're just hanging out. We're getting to know each other. Are we in talk phase? Because I feel like I haven't heard the term talk in years. Yeah. So I think I can wonder of like, what, how do we like, how do you know? Like, how do you know if like somebody's into you as much as you're into them?
Well, I guess
the new question.
Well, that's a hard question. I don't think there's been any person that I've dated where, like, I really thought, like, man, I'd date this person. Like, I just thought, hey, they're interesting. Like, they're cool. And I guess it just depends on the person. Like, that whole love at first sight thing, like, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen love at... It just wouldn't make sense to me. Like, what thing can I... Like, the only thing I've seen that was, like, love at first sight was, like, mac and cheese and, like, fries. That's the only thing where I knew, like, off the rip. Like, yeah, I'm probably going to love
this. This is a forever thing.
Yeah, like, I'm probably going to love this. Like, probably 4 years old, I probably had, like, my first piece of fried chicken. I was like, yeah, this is it. Like, I don't think love at first, like, everyone will just be, like, love at first sight or, like, you had me at hello or, like, some corny, cheesy thing. And no, like, yeah, you have to work. Like, sometimes the person might just hate you. Like, you might be annoying. You have a bad first impression. Like, so all those people have bad first impressions who are now with the person. Like, that makes more sense to me than love at first sight.
Okay. I think I can understand where you're coming from. I have definitely had some moments where I was like, oh, shoot. He's it. This is the one. Everything about you is what I want and desire. But does that mean that's love at first sight? I feel like it's more like interest at first sight. I'm interested in you at first sight.
Yeah, because me, like, I would probably say I'm probably not a good first impression person. Like, you're not going to find anything about me personally or, like, you're just going to be around me. And you might be like, all right, this guy's kind of cool. And then, you know, I'm like, my personality in general is pretty...
You're a turd.
Ouch.
you're turdy. I mean, I'm not using turd as, like, coming at your life.
I would say I'm...
You're just very stoic. It's a very...
Nonchalant.
Yes. Nonchalant. But it's like stoic and nonchalant.
That's how you turn. That turn sounds like a...
Did you feel attacked?
Smidge. I'm just like...
So I call, like, people turds all,
like,
the time.
Like, for you, I think you're just more like... Not open, but just more in general, just like... You can kind of feel like that personality. And someone will be like, yeah, like, I can see that personality. That's dope. And then, like, as they grow, they're like, wow, I love it even more. This is like an extra added thing. And for me, it's
Kevin,
just like you have to.
That's so encouraging. I'm so great. Thanks, cuz.
That was the only one.
Thank you. Thank you. You see how you do me?
Me, like, I general, like, first impressions, I might be like, hey, or like, just
But that's intriguing though. I think like that's something that people like what you said, the work that it takes. It's like, wow, you want to get to know someone. You don't want to know every single thing right off the bat, because it's like, oh, I was listening to the Friend Zone podcast. Shout out, y'all are amazing. I was listening to that and like kind of thinking about like people talking about the chase, right? Like some people just like love the chase.
The chase is dope. Every guy loves the chase.
But also, I mean, I was like, and I think like, and I think a lot of women love the chase too. They want to be chased. Okay, we do. We want to be chased. We want to be, pursued and sought after, but also we do want to know what's going on, right? Like I think sometimes the chase is like so unpredictable and so messy that you're just kind of like, am I being chased? Do I need to walk a little slower? Am I walking too fast? Like, are you in so we're like, it's always like this, like, literally, that's what it is. But there is the intrigue too with guys. I'm like, man, like, okay, I want to know more about you. Like, what's good? I don't know everything about you, and I want to know that.
I wish girls didn't want to be chased as much, the same way as I wish guys wouldn't want to chase, because it would make my day so much easier.
Your stamina would be like very chill.
So much
dang,
easier.
I'm working out all day trying to chase these.
It's just like how much if energy? A guy takes you out to dinner, and like dinner is the stock baseline thing. All right, so there's dinner, there's like picnic, there's like, or hang out with the friends, which
that's a big deal.
It's like there's two levels of hanging out with friends. It's like we're dating, now we hang out with friends, and then there's like just come hang out with the guys.
So
in all those things, like I remember like I went on a dinner with a person, and I was like talking to my boy. I was like, hey man, like what should I rock? I've been on multiple dinners. So I was like, this one like seems quality. Like what should I wear? So you think about what you wear, and then like you think about, all right, like for me, I don't even like eating at dinner at all, because like I don't even like being in public settings
to eat.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
because all you like is macaroni and cheese and fried chicken.
Yeah.
And you can't get that everywhere.
You can't get it everywhere. And so I'm at like this fancy, you'll take her to like a nice fancy place. It's Atlanta, so yeah, you can take her anywhere.
Let me hear a top place that you're going to take these ladies.
Fogo, Fleming's,
Marcel. That sounded very intricate and pristine.
Like I hate them.
Don't they give you like literally a taste of food for like a lot of
money? No, like some places like they'll feed you great. You just know you're in the hole. Like it's gonna be.
That's your bank.
Yeah. So you're like you're in the hole, but so you're thinking about all these things. You're thinking about all these factors, and like. At the end of it all, after you like dinner, maybe 2 hours. If it's bad, hour 30, 45. Below my fastest dinner was 45 minutes. I knew it wasn't gonna be it, so I just ate the food. Like I've never. If that's when you know it's bad. I was eating my food, and like got one drink, and I was like, all right, time. Like if the dinner's good, 2 hours, sometimes three, and then you have to like choose the right comments. And I don't care what nobody says. You guys lie on your dates. Everyone lies on your dates. Do not. You should. I would say be honest on your dates, but more than likely, there's a little bit of lying in your dates.
Pause. That makes me think. He said, "What am I looking for in a relationship? Honesty." Okay.
Yeah.
Be real.
Well, I know, like it's fair because we all guys are lying too. We are definitely lying on it.
The guy who's telling you, if he says like. So, like, this, I won't even call them lies. I'll just say, like, you know, educated fibs. Because someone, like, if they're impressed, they want to be impressive. So, someone's like, hey, man, I do logistics for, you know, a Fortune 500 company. Logistics just means, like, in actuality, when you, like, end up dating them, hey, I'm on the phone placing package lines. But, like, logistics sounds way cooler than, like, the description.
So, you over here giving these brothers... some tips right now. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but
let
like,
me hear somebody say, I do logistics. Nigga.
Yeah.
What is logistics?
Yeah, but like it sounds cool. You're like, wow, logistics. It's insane. And so like you'll say other things like, man, like if a girl asks, like, you know, what do you look for in a girl? Like, why are you single? The most dangerous question.
That's the worst.
I'm like, why are you single is the worst thing you could ask any guy or any girl, because you're not getting a good answer. You're like this. Why? There's no point in asking that question. I learned.
Okay, what's your answer?
Why am I single?
Yeah.
I'll be like, I don't know. I've been focusing on God lately.
Cap! I've never heard a cap heavier.
I've been focusing on God lately. And, you know, in
sold.
General. Like,
sold.
Yeah. I've been focusing on myself or my work. Like
God, self, or work.
Yeah.
That's the go-to.
Yeah, those are the three. The three amigos.
Here's mine. Ask me. I'm ready.
All right, why are you single?
I'm crazy.
And immediately, like, all right, I'm eating food.
I'm absolutely insane.
Yeah, because, and then you're going to go into a story.
Nobody
and, like,
loves me.
You're going to bring up an ex, and at that point, like, eat food, take your drink,
or,
and then, like,
or
wow,
this is the real one. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, and then it gets
I'm out with you, ain't
then,
I?
Like, then it gets, yeah, it's 50-50.
Like, what's the, that is a terrible question. I really don't
yeah,
know what
I would I hate that question. Like, why are you single? They ask you, like, what you do. So that whole first date is, like, the most pointless.
You think it's a pointless thing?
It's pivotal, but it's pointless.
You have to get through it.
Yeah, because you have to get through it. And then, like, the second one, like, matters.
Oh, dose.
Yeah, I would say the second date is probably more important than the first.
Okay. Okay. But, like, okay. Here's a segue. Would you want a woman to ask you on a date? Or
I want a woman to ask me on a date?
Or do you want to be the one?
That would be the most pleasant thing of life.
Really?
Why not? No guy will ever say no. Like, guys will not say no.
So you would, like, so, like, if you took her out on a date and then she's like, hey, like, can I take you out? Like, would you want that to be the next thing?
I mean, yeah, she's going to say, I'll take you out. And again, I'm still going to pay. So it doesn't really matter. But, like,
okay,
that would just save so much time. The worst thing I could say is no.
Girl,
you cannot. Well, girls don't want to be told no, I guess.
I don't think so. I don't think we would want that. I don't think anybody,
like,
would want to be told no.
Yeah,
if
but like you tell guys no multiple times all the time.
Do we? Yeah, we do. We do that.
Yeah, like, so a guy has to take it no on the chin. Like, wow, okay.
So you don't want to go out with me?
And then, like, yeah.
That's true.
Like a, yeah.
I didn't even thank you for, like, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, like, guys have to get told no all the time and, like, expect it.
And we don't.
After we pay.
After. Like, you want to go out again? No, I don't.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Like, and I won't ask. Like, it'll just kind of happen. Like, hey, like, this was fun. Like, hey, we should do it again.
What you doing next week?
So many different factors are involved in everything, I guess. But, yeah, girls don't like to be told no, where a guy has to expect no. Now, to be vice versa, guys have to, like, guys will hound the girl.
Mm.
And, like, put him in awkward situations to make him say yes.
Mm.
Or, like, you'll feel like, all right, I should just go anyway.
What is a hound? Let's give me, like, 2 points of a hound.
A hound. There's, with any, like, situation, I've learned, like, there's a really thin line between, you know, asking or, like, reading the clues to ask and just being, I just know some dudes are clueless.
They really are. Can
dudes
we?
Dudes are, we're.
Yes. That is something that is very real. And very factual.
Yeah, which is
why
fair.
Y'all so clueless?
Why
are some of them clueless? Not
why
everybody.
Some guys
is clueless.
I mean, just like if you don't have experience, then, like, you can't read. Some people just can't read cues.
But how do you get educated in clue reading?
You gotta fail.
So, like,
you gotta go,
like,
out there.
Is that the opposite person's duty to get them clued in?
No, it probably is the duty of yourself. That's like me saying, like, it's my fault no one taught me how to read. Like,
but what if they, like, but what if they don't know they're clueless?
What if they don't know?
Yeah, like, what if they actually, like, they just think
well, then that's when you get weird and you get rejected. Like, then you start learning, like, okay,
so,
like, whatever I'm doing is not working.
It's not,
like, people
working.
People don't like me.
But what if people like you and you're still, like, but you don't know?
There's no one that old. Some people, if they like you, like, there's nothing. If someone likes you, there's nothing, like, a guy can really do to mess it up, in my opinion.
Really?
Like, once a girl, like, likes you, you have to go out of your way to be an idiot to mess it up.
That's real.
Yeah, like.
Unless they're just not interested. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. Like, if a girl's not interested, yeah, they'll just be like, hey, no. Or they can entertain you.
No,
but if the guy
is not interested.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, if a girl likes the guy and the guy is not interested, but is clueless to, like, the like of the girl, but isn't interested in the girl.
That's very, I feel like that's very rare.
I'm putting force in here.
You gotta be a really oblivious dude to see, like, at a girl doesn't like you. Like, that's like middle school where you start learning.
No, but the girl likes you, but not like, but not doesn't like you.
A girl likes you, but doesn't like you.
No, the girl likes the guy, but the guy is oblivious, but may or may not be interested, but doesn't know because he's so oblivious. What does that mean? Because you said that's really rare. So I was like,
that sounds rare.
This is what we're doing. Hey, you said we about to get real? So like, I'm like, let's provide all the scenarios.
It sounds rare. I would say it like this. In my experience, and like, I have like a lot of friends who are like now dating. I'll shout out to some of the guys. Like, they're like on the path to getting married.
Whoop, let's go. Engagements. Yeah, I just witnessed an engagement the other day.
Yeah, it's dope. But like, they had to go through multiple, probably rejections or like multiple dates that went well, talk to multiple people, and then they finally may have found the one. But at the same time, there was probably a lot more for the girl that they're currently dating, they're with. There's a lot more offers for the girl than there was for the guy.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
I feel like that can't be known.
Like, for me, if a girl is in my DM, like, hey, we should go out, I will feel weird.
Really?
It would be pleasant, and I'd be like, hey, this is dope. But, like, that would also be weird, because it's just like, why, like...
Are you in my DM? I mean, from my experience, I'm speaking the same way. I was like, if a guy got in my DM and said, let's go out, I'd be like, oh, what?
Yeah, but I feel like you would expect it, though. You'd be like, okay. Like,
I would not. I wouldn't. Me.
Expected. Like, guys will just send one. Some little filler out there, you know?
I have never.
Like a fishing, like, you just throw it out there. You have no bait on it, no nothing. You just throw it.
What? I guess in my Twitter DMs, I get that more.
Like, that's all Hinge and Bubble is just you just throwing fillers out.
And that's why I'm not on those things. I don't want to be filled out.
That's fair.
I want to be met. I don't want to be filled out. I want to be met, like, hey, what's good? Like, yeah, I'm a woman.
We're in a pandemic.
I know. But I'm a woman that's like, please just be direct with me. Your intention, what you want. Not like, what's good, mama, you so beautiful. No. No, thank you.
I think that's harsh.
Don't put no fire underneath my pictures. Say what's good with you. Like,
put a fire under there, yeah.
No, you're giving me fire.
I'll do a little smile emoji. Like, what does that even mean?
Which one? Exactly. Which smile emoji? There's so many.
Just like the...
Don't you dare do the smirk.
No, you don't do it. Well, smirks are used for, like, smirks. People know what smirks are used for.
Like, you doing heart eyes? Heart eyes under my picture. Do you remember that?
I know. I think that was, like, heart eyes were, like, a trend. But, like, heart eyes makes you look just completely, like...
What about star eyes?
Even star eyes. It's just like, yo, why?
So no eyes. What about the eyes? Like, that was good.
Yeah, that's
I love those eyes.
Yeah, those are used heavy.
I'm not going to lie. I think I'm definitely like a person that's like, the eyes.
Yeah, you're like, wow, haha, he's looking. I just saw his story that said he's looking, but now he just showed me that he was really looking.
Yeah, send me some fire. It was good. Like, yeah, let's get lit.
The fireworks. Like, you got a little burning down.
The fireworks?
The fireworks.
Ooh.
The fireworks.
See, we did fireworks.
Boom, the boom. Fireworks with the fireworks.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, I'm doing a thing. I'm not DMing no more.
You were DMing. You were a demon out here in these streets.
A demon DMing?
You were. Oh, cool.
Only
person I DM is Lucky Day, okay? I have no shame.
Lucky Day, if you're listening right now.
Love me. Choose me.
You had a song with Yeba that was great.
Pick me. You have many songs that are great. You are great, okay? Shameless plug, I love you.
Oh, but I think, I don't even like the DM like that. Because it's like, I'll say this. We can kind of transition to that. I don't really like texting or DMing at all. Because it's like, for me, they're...
How do you like to communicate? The silence. I don't communicate.
No.
I show up.
Like, for real.
I will pull up on you.
For like, real. I would rather just not.
I'm not gonna lie either. I'm gonna get a lot of like people are gonna literally text me and be like, yeah, I'm the worst texter ever. Like, I'm really bad.
I feel like everybody feels that way too.
No, I remember someone telling me recently, like back in the day, I was like, yeah, so and so is really bad at texting. But then I met you and you're worse. And I said, oh my goodness. And they were like, yeah, this person like won't text me back for like couple days or whatever.
Well, I remember.
Then you took 3 weeks. I was like, I did.
I remember in college, someone was like, Kev, you're texting back too fast. I was like, bro, like, it's there.
Wait, what? Like,
I was
a speedy text is great.
No, they were like, Kev, wait 20 because you don't want to seem. And it was literally just like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm looking at this thing
like
for 15 minutes, like.
Good?
Yeah.
Wait, man. Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, so I have a scripture that, like, I used to see this all the time because, one, there's nothing wrong with fast texting, but also I'm not a great texter, but I've also met people who are not great texters. And I remember reading this. It's Proverbs 15:23, and it says, a person finds joy in giving an amped reply, and how good is a timely word. So y'all be timely with these text messages, okay? I'm tired of y'all over here like, maybe I should wait 20 minutes. Per se, when you know you...
Nah,
like,
I learned the rules. You gotta wait about the first until maybe... Until maybe second date. There is a hidden rule. I'm sorry. It's what it is. There's a hidden rule. For me, because being general, like, anytime I see a text from anybody, my mom, my dad, my friends, even, I text back with prompt response. But also, I really don't like texting. Because if you're already a shout out to all, first of all, shout out to all the nonchalant, just super calm people in the world. They say it's like an Aquarius trait. I don't know.
Oh, boo.
But shout out to y'all who are just cool.
Just breezy.
Because what we like to do is we sound like you can't express how you really, we're not going to express how we really feel in person. So there's absolutely no way you can be, you can't, I'm going to come off naturally sarcastic in a text. Like, if someone's just like, hey, how are you doing? They're going to hear my voice, and then all they're going to hear is, like, good.
That's literally.
And, like, my day really could have been good.
No exclamation, so no punctuation.
I don't do emojis.
I've
seen someone do, like, pure perfect sentences. I'm like, y'all, do you have a keyboard to type your text? Like, I'm literally just sending, like, I might send good G-U-D and, like, call it a day.
I'm sick.
And then, of course, I'm going to ask.
Don't you ever send me good.
And I'm going to send, and then you're going to be like, how was your day? And you're going to be like, it was all right. And I'll be like, perfect. And then the text ends.
That's it. No more threads.
And then I'm
the thread is done.
Like, I have nothing interesting to say because I'm not going to talk like, what? It's a rare girl. Like, we're not going to talk about sports over text. Or like the memers. They'll send a meme. I'll be like.
I love GIFs.
I've seen Twitter already.
Please send me GIFs. I think that's my favorite.
You're going to send me a meme and I'll be like, wow, that was funny.
No, you send one back. You send one back to respond.
We have a meme off. Like, that sounds so pointless.
Well, you know what's actually kind of funny, though? That, like, now that they have, like, the little responses where you can, like, heart, like, dislike, amplify, you know, the thing on iMessage.
That kills me.
Oh,
that'll kill the text.
Oh, yeah, that's done. You're done.
You like the text.
Like, I'm like,
respond,
you got it.
Respond back to me, please.
Okay.
Respond back, hey, that... I liked it.
I value that because I feel like I'm the same way too. But I'm also a person like when I'm done texting, I will like that message, period, and be like, yeah, that was it.
That was it.
I don't have anything else to say.
Si se puede.
Plus, but like, how do you know when the text is done? So I think that kind of helps me be like,
no, I'll be like, oh, all right, cool. But like the people who have like called me though, like if you call, that's dope. FaceTime's dope.
I love FaceTime and I love talking on the phone.
Yeah, because like I can do other stuff while talking to you.
Now, do you have AirPods?
Yeah.
I knew it. You look like the type. I too have AirPods, but y'all know, y'all heard from my last episode, I hate them. I loathe them. I have Power Beats now. Not Power Beats. I think like Fit Beats Pro. They're so dope. They sit right in my ear. #GoBeats.
I love AirPods because it allows me to talk to you while I do so many other things.
True.
Because the perfect person is this one who just speaks. And she can just speak and just do all the work. That'll be so great. Because again, we kind of
you just chime in. Yep.
Yeah, yes, cool. That is so perfect.
You want a talker.
That'd be
but
perfect.
But a chill talker, though. A breezy talker.
If you're already, like, struggling with, like, communication, and I do, I don't want to.
You need somebody to help you with that. That's what I'm hearing. You need someone who can help you with communication.
I would love someone just to drive the conversation.
Because they could help you start to do that too.
No, because I would have like, nothing. Like, there's nothing that probably I feel like we would need to talk about.
But that's what happens in relationship, though. That person starts to grow on you, and you grow. They grow too. Because maybe she might need to chill out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to help each other.
That's fair. You know. But like, I just know, like, I would have, like, for me in general, like, after my day is gonna probably be good, 9 out of 10. So it's gonna be very rare.
So you're gonna need something like, so why was it good? Please give me the Carfax.
Like, no, but like, I don't like just. I was like, well, tell me why your day was good. Like, let me just listen and chill out and just be like a beacon of someone you can just throw all your information on, and then I can just accept that and then proceed with my day.
I mean, I think that's lovely because I this is hilarious. Oh my goodness, we can help each other find our perfect people. I think so. No. Because I feel like we really could, because I'm the type of person that, like, I just like to talk and I want to be heard, but I also like to be spoken to. So I do like a person that can tell me what's, that can communicate with me. I like banter. I like back and forth. I like that, but also I want to learn how to listen because I'm not good at that. I'm not good at listening.
Yeah.
People have told me that many times.
So you're not a good listener?
Mm-mm. Well, they're like, yeah, well, they haven't just come out like, you're not a good listener. That was mean. I didn't like that. I didn't like that tone.
Well, because they say, like, what makes you not want to listen to what someone else has to say?
Well, no, I do listen to what other people have to say.
It's just not as important.
No, that's not. Stop it. Yeah. It's just that I'm always thinking. So there's always something in my brain ready that, like, sometimes I just, like, shut up. I need to just, like.
Yeah, I feel like everyone thinks. Like, some people just, like, say everything on their mind. And, like, for me, like, I'm just thinking about so much that, like, I'm don't want to say anything.
How do we get like this?
How? I don't know. But, like, yeah, it's just how it is. Like,
who
some people
told you
are,
you couldn't speak your mind?
Who told me I couldn't speak my mind?
Or who stopped
you? So you speak your mind in a relationship?
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
And, like, you feel like that might just cause, like, a certain amount of arguments or, like, things that, like, could have been dodged?
Yeah. No, I think, well, I've only been in so many relationships. I've learned in my relationship, like, I'm not talking about romantic relationships. I think in just relationships in general, I've learned this, I've developed a lot of emotional maturity, a lot of vulnerability and openness that had to be learned, because I think, I mean, the way that I was brought up and things, like, we didn't really talk about, like, every single thing that happened, right? It kind of was like, don't say our business, don't do that. And so when you hear that enough times, like, let me just not say this or say that, because you don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. You don't want to be misunderstood, or the genuine fear, like, people aren't going to like you if you say something out of pocket or something that is too honest. And
that's fair.
Having known that and having lived through that, I think that did. I was a definitely, like, very, for lack of a better word, like, deceiving, like, kind of like a glass house. Was like, man, I look really transparent, like, I'm really open, but, like, y'all, nope. I have a wall up because I don't trust y'all. And then so starting to break down those walls of, like, I'm going to share what I have to share. I'm not going to be rude. I'm not going to come for your life, but I'm going to be honest in a way that is respectful and genuine, because I can only share what I feel and the things that have caused me that, whatever feeling that is. I don't get to tell you how you feel or where you're going in your brain, but I can let you know, man, you said this, man, that kind of hurt my feelings. I didn't really like your tone, like, right there. Can you explain to me what you mean? What do you mean and stuff, so that we're all understood? So I think, yeah, I'm in a place now where I'm going to share what I feel when I feel it, because I'm not gonna let something fester and sit on that, because that, I feel like that's dangerous, because that can, like...
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
Yeah,
but
I think
also,
it's just dangerous.
I love it. I'd rather just let it fester and sit.
Mm,
I'm probably going to, like, not...
That's nasty.
I had a...
It's a boil.
Good friend of mine. They are very... They're perfect for each other, but they're both the same. So, like, they just let it off. They don't care when. They don't care how. Their relationship's their relationship. And they're still going to be fine, but, like, it could look crazy. In front of people.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know,
I'm definitely like.
Yeah, and then there's others who are like super chill, so like it's always gonna look perfect in front of everybody.
Behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors, like they like to they just get it out there. Mm-hmm. For me, like, I don't ever want to
get anything out. You just wanted to sit you?
Yeah, because, like, I'm just like, I just saw you do something. And in my head, it's like, if I see someone do something that annoys me, you're going to probably see my face. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to see you're going to see everything to say, like, hey, I didn't like that mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. So I don't need to tell you about it.
But people can't read your mind. You know what I mean?
Like, but like, you can't read my mind, but you can know, like, if you, it's like, how, why don't you, I,
But no, I'm saying.
No, because like, that's like the main excuse anybody will use.
But
like,
I hate that too.
Like, yo, I can't read your mind. You should just tell me. I'm like, right, but you see it.
Read the room.
Like, yeah, read a word of the day. Shout out to my boy DP. If you hear this, we are read the room gods. When you can read the room good, you are a hands. I'm a great room reader. Because, like, for me, like, my vibe is going to be the same regardless.
Kevin, you can see the stars. It's beautiful.
Shout out to the stars. But, well, like, if someone know, you know, you just made me mad. Or even if I know I made you mad. And, like, I'm not going to address it at all in public. Because, like, why?
Yeah, it's not everybody's business.
And I'm also, even if we get back, I might just fall back a little bit. Like, you're going to be like, all right, so what's wrong? And I'm going to be like, if someone asks me what's wrong, then you know something is wrong.
Yes, it's so not, tell the person what is wrong.
No, you know. Like, that's why you ask what's wrong.
Okay, so you would rather someone be like, hey, what's wrong?
I stab you. You say nothing. Hey, what's wrong? What happened?
No, but like, it was
you stabbed me.
If somebody went into the thing of like, hey, I see that you're upset. Is it because of this? Because I felt your energy change. Can you let me know if that's what happened?
If someone like addressed the situation?
Yeah, like that. Like, hey, like, I mean, feel like I said this thing again, and then energy got weird. What's going on?
Also, again, I'm a bad communicator, so this is not good for me. But yeah, I would literally just be like, yeah, you know.
But what would it take for you to just be like, yes, it did rub me the wrong way, and this is why.
Because people
people don't always know why, though. And, like, I think that's a tell that people need. You have to share these things. I'm saying read the room, and I'm also saying people can't read your mind. And I say those both things because, one, it's true. People can't read what you're thinking. I am an avid person of, like, bruh, like, you can tell when something's off. Everybody can. It's common sense. It's we're human.
So,
we know that.
Yeah.
But
so, in my opinion, it's like, if you can tell with something off, and in general, when
but how do you know exactly what is the thing that made it off?
Because people who are just generally like just calm or like just have a personality that's like, well, it doesn't really matter. More than likely, it won't be an issue. Mm-hmm. Like that. But if you can see, like, my energy's off, then you probably know what you did, in my opinion. Because I would never do something. Like, for me, I'm not going to cheat on you. So, like, that's not going to ever be brought up. I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm not going to call you at your name. I'm not going to do nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. But, like, I might do something like that might be annoying. Or you might be like, hey, you didn't mention something.
You didn't call me when you got home.
Yeah, like, probably the number one thing. I probably will not call you. When I get home, like, I'll be out, go to a bar, be with my friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing nothing. That's a whole other thing of, like, just people thinking that, like, I hate, like, people will be like, hey, you're with the boys. What are you the boys doing? They didn't think the... Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, everyone thinks, like, going out with the guys, like, what are they doing? And then they have, like, an opinion, just, like, the guys are just, man, just savage, like, oh my gosh, bro, girls, your girl's not here, let's go crazy. Like, more than likely, that's not happening. We are literally talking about sports, mm-hmm. sitting down and then complaining about our girls.
I wonder what happened, like, how does that happen to women? Like, what gets in their brain to think that, like, when guys hang out, that they're just trying to be trifling? Because I've never, ever felt that way.
Yeah, and I hate it also because, like, I don't ever think, if I'm dating a girl, like, I trust you. Mm-hmm. This is gonna sound terrible, but like, I'm not gonna call at all. Like, I'm gonna be like, yo, if you need me, like,
wait, you're not calling at all during the relationship? Like, not I'm just like, hey, I just want to hear your voice today.
Like, if she's like, hey, like, I'll be probably coming back to your place, I'll be like, okay, cool, like, I'm probably gonna be out too, and maybe we'll either link up or like, hey, like, I'm home finishing up some stuff. Just
pause.
Let me know.
I done told you. Before I was rudely interrupted, I was yelling at Kevin to put on his seatbelt because I don't play games. We always have a safe ride in these streets.
I concur. Drive safe, folks.
Here you go.
What I was saying is, like, I don't care, like, what the girl is doing, because I wouldn't date you unless I don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm out as well, I'm probably not going to call. Or you're not going
to
call.
You don't have to call.
That's
it's
the
okay,
greatest.
Girl.
Usher knew it was okay.
Because I'm going to be alright tonight.
Exactly. That's the perfect quote by Usher, as sung by NeNe. You're going to be alright regardless.
Who is NeNe?
Oh, wow. You guys don't know. NeNe is the nickname for Cynthia McClendon.
You put me out like that.
Yeah, her name is NeNe, folks.
Oh, goodness. Only chosen people get to call me NeNe. And y'all know who you are, so don't be playing around.
So, yeah, I think that, like, trust, like I said, trust in these situations, it's hard for me to, like, I don't want to do the most in a relationship or have to, like, call to see, like, where are you at? Or, like, me have to worry about where you at, like, because I'm not. I'm just not going to do it.
So we don't worry and we don't communicate.
What?
That's what I'm hearing right now. Do y'all hear it too, folks?
I wouldn't say that much. That's a little extreme, but it's fair.
We're working on both things.
Oh, no, the call thing, like, I'm still never going to call. I'm not going to.
I'm not
going to
do it.
You literally said, Kev, I'm out. I'll be like, great, have fun.
Like, but would you even want to be alerted that the person's out?
She wants to tell me she's out. She's out. That's great. She doesn't want to tell me she's out. Oh, well, I guess. I'm not going to question, like, where is she at?
I just put my blinker on. Car chats,
folks.
Yes.
So you want the person to call you every single time. Just
No.
Hey,
I'm out with the guys. I think I would like to know where my man is at. I think I'm the type of person, like,
some of y'all be knowing where he at and he still don't come home.
Oh, okay. I think I'm the type of person that I want to be notified. I don't want, like, no surprises. I don't want to be like, I'm chilling with my girls or doing something, and then I look at your story, I'm like, oh, why are you just out? Like, you didn't tell me you were going out. What's good? Why didn't you want to share that? You know, because that just seems a little sneaky. In my brain, I can go there. But, like, I'm not the type to think that, like, just because you are out, you're doing something trifling.
Fair.
You know, like, I think, like, I would like to be notified, but I do not expect that. You don't have to tell me everything you do. You're grown. I'm grown. Let's be grown.
I think some people do want to, like, track you, though. It's like, they want to, like, so.
I have all of my friends' locations. Find my people.
Fire.
I hold that down. Because I want to know where you at. Because what if I need to save you?
Yeah, I would never give my location.
So you don't want to be found? What if you're out here in these streets and no one can locate you? You don't want to be located?
It's like, what? I'm not in the wilderness. Like, I'm in Atlanta.
But, like, still, it's scary. We are snatchable people. We are both men and women alike are snatchable.
If someone would snatch me, that would be the funniest.
You are quite large to
in
be
the
snatched.
World. Like, that would be very so hilarious. I'd be like, guys, I'm honestly impressed that you're able to do this.
Oh my goodness. Like, I think, yeah, so I feel like I have my people on Find My People just to, like, I don't know, because I remember one of my friends, I was like, dude, you good? You been,
I mean, honestly, even if I had your location, he's like, Kev, I'm snatched, come give you. I'd be like, bro, I'm not due from taking, like, you better pray.
Oh my.
I'm gonna call the police.
We know who we're not calling if we're stranded in the middle of nowhere.
I'm not getting you back. That's not happening.
Oh my god. Oh my goodness.
I'm kind of mad you told me. They're about to track your phone.
And it's nice to, like, know where people are, though. Like, Shannon will call me and be like, yeah, I was just looking at where you were. And I was like, dang, she in the middle of nowhere. Where's she at?
I would be completely. I think I did it one time. Well, actually, she got on my phone and put, like, a location tracker on there.
It's not a location tracker. It's just Find My People.
But it's a tracker. Because in the end, like, I didn't ask or I didn't want you to.
That's invading your privacy.
That's crazy.
That's not okay.
And so, like, then they do the quick question, like, where are you at? I'd be like,
nigga.
I'm out. Literally, I'm out.
She's like, oh, well, but you got that little house. Where you at?
I'm not going to her house.
Who else you at?
Like, in a location.
What club you at?
Accurate.
Yeah. It's gotten very accurate now. You can actually see when people, it, like, you have live, you can see when people are, like, actually moving. It's hilarious. I remember, okay, so I remember one guy, when, shout out to one of my best friends. He did not want me to have him on my, to be able to track him.
Because he has a right to, like.
Yeah, of course he does. But I was like, no, I have everybody's locations that are my best friends, and I want yours. And then he gave it to me, and I'm the only person that can track him. It's nice.
Doesn't sound like a best friend, folks.
It's nice. It's nice.
Oh, yo, that's my bad.
You okay? Oh my God. That's why we edit, y'all. That's why we edit. You ain't nothing.
There was no edits in the making of this podcast. I swear.
Chats with Sin.
I guess the last hard question, how do you feel about dating out of your race?
Love it.
Have you?
Kind of.
No.
Yes, I have.
It was a loaded question because she hasn't.
I have, actually. I have dated a Puerto Rican man.
Puerto Rican's basically...
That's outside of my race.
Puerto Rican is the black of Spanish
people. But it is not a black person. It is a Hispanic individual.
I feel like Puerto Ricans or blacks are like the same thing.
Okay. I've dated a mixed dude. He was black and Japanese.
He's black.
He's multiple races.
Yeah, but he's black.
You're the worst. But I think I've had a stronger desire. Like, I've talked about it before of, like, just, like when we think about types, right? I'm going to go into that zone of, like, oh, having a type or whatever. I don't think I've really had a type because I think I fine is my type. You're 5 feet tall, you to one. Just kidding. But so, like, there's just such a plethora. Like, why would you limit, like, the glory that is God in all these beautiful creations that he's made? Like, Asian, black, Hispanic, like, there's just so many, Caucasians, you know, there's just so many things.
Caucasians.
There's just, it's beautiful. God has made so many beautiful creations.
The mountains of Caucasus.
I can't
Caucasians.
I'm sick of you. I remember having a friend, like, I was like, what do you think, like, what do you think my dream man's gonna look like? Do you know what this man told me?
What did he say?
He said, he was like, oh.
So, like, what Tiger Woods said, a Caucasian?
What?
You know, he's just all the races. You're the Caucasian.
Cabla?
Cab.
Cabla?
Caucasian. Cabla. So, it's like Caucasian, black, Asian, and yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Ew. Not ill, but great, I guess.
Oh, wow. Ew, wow.
I know.
So all the races.
I know. I'm sick of you. But no, he was like, I think he's going to be white. And I was like, oh. Okay, cool. Probably like 6 foot. And I was like, I'm not opposed to the 6 foot man. I was like, does he play sports? Is he a baller?
He said probably white.
Yeah, he's like probably white. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm attracted to white guys. I'm attracted to all of God's male creations.
I, yeah, I agree to that.
What? That's what my man's going to look like?
No.
I was like, you think he too will be that?
I don't think that at all. I think... I don't know what...
I have no idea what he's
your at. Guy could look... But I don't think anyone would know what that person would look like.
I think he'll be great.
That's why I hate the word interracial dating. Because, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it does... It matters in the context of, like, understanding what the world is because it's a jaded world.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't see anything I do as interracially dating anyone. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm going to be the same, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I can't. If you're white, you're white. If you're black, you're black. If you're Spanish, Spanish. Like, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Might matter to the people around you or your friends, but, like, my friends won't care.
I just love learning about different cultures too. So I think it's just intriguing.
Yeah, I don't even care about learning about cultures.
I love it. I think it's beautiful, like, just learning about different cultures and things. So I think it's just. I feel like I'm just open. I don't really have a big. I'm not opposed.
I'm the same.
Definitely
way,
four.
Date who you want to date, man.
Amen.
I think the worst thing. I hate people who specifically say, I don't want to say hate, I just dislike people who just say, like, I have to date within my race. Mm. Or my family forced me to date. Because, that, like, that's whack
that to me. Grinds my... Is your family dating them?
Like, my family's not going to force me to do nothing.
No.
Like, in the end, they can't have an effect on me.
I'm not going to lie.
Now, arranged marriage, like, hey, they might have an effect. Then I'm there. If you arrange it for me, you got me.
You held it down. They got monies.
We're alive.
Like, we're going to be well off. Like, fine. I will fall in love with you.
Oh, well.
I'm not going to lie. Your mother definitely came to me one time. I was like, you have to hold it down for us.
My mom did what? This is new to me.
She said,
everyone, this is live new information.
She said, you're going to have to hold it down for our family. We need chocolate babies. You have to hold it down.
That's crazy.
And I was like, okay. Like, yeah, what do you say to that? Like, oh.
I mean, I could see my mom saying that.
It was the sweetest thing ever. I wasn't mad about
it. My mom, the funny thing is my mom's only seen me date a black person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've never seen you date any person, so I don't know you.
That's far, man. Like, it's...
You've only seen me date a black person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's why I said I think you would end up dating a black person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you've only seen me date a black person.
Because you're from, like...
Because I'm from the country.
Yeah.
I'm not from the hood. I feel like
The country's not the hood, though.
Yes. I was like, oh, well, yeah. I'm not really from the country. I'm from a suburb.
Suburb of the country.
Okay.
I'm from where Jacob Brum's from. What? That's country.
Oh, we gonna shout out Jacob Brum right now?
Shout out Jacob Brum.
Isn't his name Jake Brum? I don't think it's Jacob. I don't think that's his name.
Jedediah Brum.
You are the worst.
Oh, man.
You're doing great on the Bills, bro. Go fight, win. I don't know who he'll be. But you know what I know? Is he's going to be from God, and it's going to be great. He's going to be awesome. A really great man. And your wife is going to be great, too.
My first wife is probably...
Your first wife? Yeah. Why did you have to label it first? Like, why are we doing
wife.
That?
My first wife, like, we'll see.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't ever want to, like, say what could happen. Anything can happen. So, yeah, probably my first wife.
I'm declaring it's
going to
be
I'll let you
good.
Know, whoever you are first wife out there, if you do want to leave, you only get 10%. After we make you sign this preenie, after
all right, right with after, that, this has been so much fun.
I got a great lawyer. Shout out to Emory Law. He's ready for you.
You are so
immediately the time
silly.
You get out of pocket.
This has been like so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us, Kev.
Pleasure.
The Kevin Hires. Hey, put your handles out. People can follow you, see what you're getting into. What's that Instagram?
Kev Hires.
Wow, literally. Super simple, at Kev Hires.
Or is it Kev _ Hires? Yeah.
I don't know
It's Kev _.
Oh, see, Hires. That's a lot of work. So, you know, they got to put an underscore. But yeah, check him out. And yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm just so grateful. We might have to have Kev on more often. Because this was awesome.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm pleasure to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my cuz. She's dope. She's great. Please keep on continue watching the show. You guys can call her Nene.
No.
Neneites.
You cannot do that.
The fan base is going to be the Knee Hive.
The Knee Hive?
The Knee Hive.
Like knee highs?
Yeah.
No, we're sinners.
Sinners?
Yeah, car chats with
oh,
sin.
That's so much better.
All right. This has been great. Ta-da! You know, as always, to close out, I like to pray. And if this is not for you, you can definitely fast forward through. But if you'd like to, and you can, please bow your heads and pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for breath in our lungs, because every breath is a praise to you. God bless the family that you gave me. God, to have cousins and aunts and uncles and parents and just loved ones that you gifted so beautifully, so seamlessly. You know, it can be really hard. Family is not always easy, but it is a gift. And God, I just really want to say thank you for that. And thank you for the friends that you've given me too. I know that, you know, sometimes people say like new friends are the family you choose. And I have been gifted just such great people in my life to walk in this life with me through the hard times, through the good times, to help and bear each other's burdens. God, it is a gift, and I do not take it for granted. God, I pray that you be with the rest of this day, with the rest of this week. I pray that you show yourself intimately in each and every one of our lives. God bless these platforms and this technology, God. And I pray that whoever is listening today, that they feel a warm and gentle embrace from you. Thank you so much. I pray, that I said, to always trust your goodness and your faithfulness, because God, you are good, and what you do is good. And continue to teach us your decrees. Thank you so much for your abounding love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And that's our show, folks. Thank you always for tuning in. You know, the new and improved new name, Sin Says Podcast. I am so grateful and always a pleasure and honor to have your attention. I am your host, Sinithia McClendon, aka Sin. And Sin Says, thank you for tuning in, for listening. I just want this podcast to be a safe place to unapologetically be myself and give you that invitation as well, to be yourself, to feel safe, always ready to have conversations. And like I say, when I'm not on here, you can find your girl acting, being myself, saying some things on Instagram and Twitter at the Sinithia, at T-H-E-C-Y-N-E-T-H-I-A, and TikTok at Sinithia, if you want to see some quality TikToks, okay? Go watch them, babies. But like on any of those platforms, if you have anything that you want to share, want to say, want to ask me any questions, you can DM me on all those platforms, or you can email me at sinithiamcclendon@gmail.com. Love it. Always ready to have conversation. Just put in the, what is that box called, guys? Oh no. Sin Says, what's the box called? The subject line. Sin Says, so I know that it's a question for the show. Yes, always, and like, just really grateful for this opportunity. Shout out to Kevin, Kev Hires. Thank you so much for coming through, for chatting it up. Who knew that we could talk for an hour? Like, what an awesome throwback episode, right? Christmas Eve, just chatting about relationships, romantic relationships, friendships, just who we are as people and the growth that comes with going into relationship. It was awesome. It was incredible. Always excited for the next conversation we gonna have, where I'm riding, we taking in, wherever it is. This is Sin Says. Thank you.